Zeg de Rebbe in Paradel, Mishra Beis, Pamachat, Lenichasul, Enam, Arche Chashir. There was another time that the Chachamim were traveling on a boat. They were traveling on the boat before Shabbat, and they ended up in the port of the city only after Shabbat had already begun. Now, if they were within 2,000 amas of the city at the onset of Shabbat, then they would have the same din of the townspeople of the city, since they were within the tomb of the city, and they would be allowed to walk throughout the city and another 2,000 amas outside the city on Shabbat. However, if at the onset of Shabbat they were more than 2,000 amas outside the city, so they were out of the tomb of the city at the onset of Shabbat, in such a case, since they traveled more than 2,000 amas after the onset of Shabbat, they have now traveled outside the tomb, and they would only be allowed to walk 4 amas on Shabbat. Amr lo Rabban Gamliel, ma anu leir? The Chachamim said to Rabban Gamliel, are we allowed to disembark from the ship? Or were we within 2,000 amas of the city at the onset of Shabbat? So therefore, we're allowed to disembark from the ship and walk throughout the city at another 2,000 amas. Or maybe we were more than 2,000 amas outside the city at the onset of Shabbat. So now we have traveled outside the tomb, and we're only allowed to walk 4 amas. Amar lehen mutar nata. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, you are permitted to disembark from the ship and to walk throughout the city on Shabbat. Shekbar hayiti mistakel v'yinu b'tocha tchom ashlo chashecha, because I was keeping watch and we were within the tomb of the city at the time it got dark. As Rabbi Gamliel had a special telescope, and he can tell exactly how much 2,000 amos are, and he can tell that they were within 2,000 amos of the city at the onset of Shabbat. So since they were within the tomb of the city at the onset of Shabbat, they had the same din as the people who live in the city, and they can walk throughout the city and another 2,000 amos outside the city on Shabbat. The second Arab and Paradal mission again, Misha Yotza Bereshut, La'amr Lok Barnasa Mais. Somebody went outside of his tomb on Shabbat for a permissible reason. For example, he went out of his tomb to do battle with a guy that came to raid the city or to save people from a flooding river. Or a midwife went outside of the tomb to deliver a baby. Or Adam went outside of the tomb to testify in front of Bezin that they saw the new moon. And after they went outside of the tomb, they were told that whatever they went outside of the tomb for had already been done. The people have already been saved, or the baby was already delivered. The halacha is, Yeshu apayim ama l'choruch. They're allowed to walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the place that they were told that their services are no longer needed. And even though the strict halacha is that once somebody has gone outside of the tomb on Shabbat, he's only allowed to walk 4 amos in each direction. However, the Chacham made a special dispensation in this case, since they went outside of the tomb for a permissible reason, that they're allowed to walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the place that they were told that their services are no longer needed. If the place they were told that their services are no longer needed is within 2,000 amos of their original tomb, it's within 2,000 amos of the tomb of the city, in such a case, it's as if they never left the city and they can walk back to the city. And since once they were told their services are no longer needed, they can walk 2,000 amas in each direction. And once they walk those 2,000 amas, that would lead them back into the tomb of the city that they started out from. They are now allowed to walk the entire city and the 2,000 amas outside the city. It's as if they never left the city. The car, Yoichin Lahatsu, Choyzin Lenkoma, because anybody who goes outside of the city carrying arms on Shabbat in order to battle the marauding Goyim, he would be allowed to carry his arms back to the city even after he battles off the Goyim. So just like the Chacham made a special dispensation that somebody who's carrying arms on Shabbat in order to battle the Goyim, even after the battle is finished, he can carry the arms back into the city. He doesn't have to leave the arms in the place that he finished battling the Goyim. The Chacham were afraid that if he leaves the arms outside the city, maybe the Goyim will realize that he left his arms there and they'll come back to the city to do battle. So the Chachamim have a special dispensation and allow him to carry his arms back to the city. And just like the Chacham made a special dispensation in that case, so too the Chacham made a special dispensation in our case. As somebody who goes outside of the tomb on Shabbat, if he does so with permission, he would be allowed to walk 2,000 amos in each direction from the place that he is told that his services are no longer needed.